Federal conservatives are aligning themselves more than ever with BC political parties opposed to taxing carbon. Speaking in Terrace yesterday, March 26, Conservative Member of Parliament Bob Zimmer repeatedly connected BC Premier David Eby with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in criticizing a scheduled increase in the carbon tax as of April 1. Although the carbon tax in BC is a provincial one and began in 2008, a full decade before a federal tax was implemented elsewhere in Canada, Zimmer said they are, in effect, one and the same because the federal one would have applied in BC if BC did not have one of its own. The scheduled April 1 increase will raise the price of carbon from $65 a ton to $80 a ton, representing a hike of approximately 3 cents on a liter of gas. The increase also applies to home heating fuels such as natural gas. This is about energy, this is about affordability, it's about the cost of living, and we have a provincial government and a federal government that just don't care, Zimmer said. I'm just saying that the Premier and Prime Minister are very much working in lockstep. He pointed to this October's provincial election as a chance for BC voters to express their opposition to the carbon tax regardless of its origin. We have two parties in the province that are running provincially that say, hey, we're going to go along with what federal conservative leader Pierre Poilievre is saying, that if we get elected, we're going to actually axe the carbon tax, Zimmer said. We just applaud those parties for doing so. Zimmer declined to name the BC United Party or the Provincial Conservative Party, both of whom are pledging to eliminate the provincial carbon tax. Nor would he express a preference for either one. I don't have a membership in any provincial party, but I will say I am most definitely 100% against this premier, Premier Eby, and really what he's doing to the province, and that's what I am not going to be on the fence over. They're ruining the province. Zimmer, who represents the Prince George, Peace River, Northern Rockies riding, made the statements in front of Skeena, Bulkley Valley NDP MP Taylor Bockrock's Terrace office to emphasize Bockrock voted against a conservative non-confidence motion last week in Parliament. If a majority of MPs had voted in favor of halting the April 1 increase, it would have resulted in a federal election. The NDP federally continues to prop up Justin Trudeau and the corrupt Liberals, Zimmer said. Zimmer was joined by BC United Party Skeena MLA Ellis Ross, who won't be running again in this fall's provincial election because he has been named the federal conservative candidate for the Skeena, Bulkley Valley riding. Ross added to Zimmer's comments, saying seven of Canada's premiers have signed on to the federal conservative campaign to halt the planned April 1 tax increase. He said Eby's comment that Poilievre's political policies come from a baloney factory was heartless and cruel. That comment was made when Eby was in Terrace 3 weeks ago and asked for his opinion on Poilievre's plan to eliminate the carbon tax. It'll hit gas, oil, agriculture, transportation, Ross said. And on top of that, by 2035 you will not have the choice to buy an electric or gas or diesel truck in BC. All manufacturers must provide electric vehicles, so you will not have a choice.